Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Welcome back to Daddy versus Doctor, episode 52. Thanks for joining us once again here. Dr. Cohen and myself, Sebastian Maniscalco, coming at you live from Los Angeles. I'm looking at my sweater right now. I don't know what's going on. There's almost like a fold.
You look bigger. You been working out?
No, I basically went to Mexico and came back with diabetes and gout. Oh. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Over
is
there.
That why your shoes untied?
My feet.
Yeah.
Here's something, and this could be a medical explanation. Uh-huh. I think it might have to be.
Maybe.
I notice when I'm drinking and eating, and the diet is not healthy, that my feet swell.
Yeah.
Is that, what is that?
It's the extra salt in your diet.
I mean,
and it pulls out fluid, so you become edematous. When you're old.
Oh, God. That's for those of you that only went to a moderate college that had really no curriculum. What is it? A medicine? What is it?
Edematous.
Edematous.
You know, when fluid gathers, edema.
Okay, what is...
And then also you're standing, so everything pools to the lowest point.
I'm sitting at dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And notice my shoe is tighter.
Yeah.
Midway through dinner than it was when I put it on.
Right. It's also extra salt in the food. So what happens is it draws fluid into the subcutaneous tissues, the tissues around the blood vessels, and then everything swells. That's why everything, like, you know, when you drink a lot, right, or have a lot of salty food, you'll feel like your wedding ring, right, your wedding band, and it's like, oh, I can't get it off. That's why.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
That's the reason.
So that's why you're not tying your shoes these days.
I look bigger because I am retaining a lot of water and I'm fat. Moving on. Anything pressing that you need to talk to me about? Because if not, I'll dive into one thing that I wanted to talk to you about. But please.
Now you start, and then I got some questions.
Okay. Caruso beat me at checkers 5 times in a row.
Oh. Didn't that feel so good, though? As a parent.
As a parent, I hope he continues to kill me.
Yes.
Okay. However, it was concerning.
Why?
Because I'm thinking, I'm 50.
Right.
Right. And this kid's seeing the board.
Yeah.
He's telling me when I miss a moment.
Oh, you thought you were losing it rather than he was gaining it.
He's good.
Yeah.
But how bad am I
right.
that this is happening?
Right.
Is this normal for a 4-year-old to beat a 50-year-old grown man in checkers? Now, I was whipping his ass for a while.
Yeah.
And he now is seeing the board in ways that I ain't seeing it. All right?
Right. Goodwill Hunting ways. Does he ever go up to a chalkboard and just write a bunch of numbers and letters on
Not
it?
Yet.
You're like, I don't even know what's going on here.
Not yet. But it does... As a father, I did feel proud that he's excelling in this. I just was going, am I declining?
Yeah. I think when it comes to something like checkers, you should look into that you may be declining. because it's so simple a game that you should, right. I mean, maybe a piece here or there. Because I remember when my daughter beat me for the first time in chess and I was so happy. She's like, checkmate. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome, because I didn't see it. But chess takes some thinking. Checkers, you need a mini mental status exam.
Yeah, this is as dumb as you could get.
Exactly.
And, but what I do notice is behaviorally, when I double jump him or I beat him, I told him, because he was giving me, like, he was a sore loser.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I told him, listen, in life, you're not always going to be a winner. At the end of the game, win or lose, you shake the person's hand and say, good game.
Right.
Okay? He hasn't done it. He hasn't done it. But I noticed with Lana, with his cousins or whatever, he pouts when he doesn't get his way.
Okay.
And he, like, Lana triple jumped him this morning.
Yeah.
Started crying.
Oh, really? And that was it? Was the game over?
No, but it was like he had to, you know, I had to come in and go, you know, hey! You know,
scared the shit out of him. Taekwondo.
Yeah. And he straightened up. My question is, and obviously that we, you know, parents have different relationship with their kids, but he ain't doing it with me.
Right.
He's doing it with everybody else. And I want to make sure that when he does leave the house, he's not pouting when that
he knows who to play. He knows he's not going to get away with it from you. Let's say he does something and then he after you like triple jump and he wanted to take back his move. So you can't do that. No. Do you let him?
No.
No, I'm the same way.
What happened is what happened.
Right.
You fucked up on the move.
Right.
I triple jumped you. Let's move.
Because that's real life.
Yeah.
And that's when their friends aren't going to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And also your friends aren't going to like if you cry and pout and run away. You got to be a good winner and a good loser. And they're both going to happen. I agree with you.
Yeah. So I think we need to move on to chess. I think that's...
Yeah, let's see if he's just... Can you play chess?
I just need a refresher, and I'm like, okay, this is what that does. It's going to be a little bit more difficult to be teaching him, although I don't know.
That's a good age. Start it early.
Yeah.
It's just the main thing is knowing how the... What we used to do is, you know, oh, well, how does this piece move? Oh, it can move this way. It's just remembering how the pieces move. Strategy comes much later.
Yeah.
But it's fun, and those are good games to play. And I think it's a good lesson to teach also, winning and losing.
I do too. I mean, we playing every morning and pretty much every night before he goes to bed, and the whole family plays. Serafina's involved in this, but he's really kind of taken to it. So,
but we talked about like rituals. I mean, that's another one of yours, like blow drawing Serafina's hair. Something to look forward to with daddy is playing checkers.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who every, you know, my buddy Vin, every, I think it's Sunday morning, one morning a week, he always takes his son to get bagels at a specific bagel place. They get bagels and coffee. They talk. They sit about what's going on in school, what's going on in life. And he's been doing it for like a decade. Another thing that I'm 15 years behind in. Every time I visit him, and he's like, "Oh, you're gonna come? I take Vincent to bagels. You'll come with us this morning." And I'm like, "Yeah, I should start that."
Well, it's good that we're doing these podcasts and you're learning a lot of different things that other parents are doing.
They're doing a great job out there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
But go ahead. Get into what you wanted to get into.
No, we had... A couple things happened in the office this week, some good, and actually we got some mailbags of the same thing. Actually, we had a mailbag of a 2.5-year-old who had a febrile seizure, and the parents were worried about, would this cause any brain damage later on, or is it going to predispose them to having more seizures? And literally this just happened. I had a patient come in yesterday who, 2.5-year-old, had fever the night before. Parents were at dinner, and a child was with the grandmother, had fever. Not a big deal. Treated the fever. Parents came home. Child got into bed with mom. And then the middle of the night, can you imagine your child's in bed with you in the middle of the night? You wake up to your child having a seizure.
Yeah.
febrile seizures, I will tell you as a parent, I can't imagine anything scarier.
What's febrile?
So febrile just means you're having a seizure because of the fever.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, kids can seize for different reasons. Thankfully, febrile seizures, so seizures due to fevers, are relatively common between 6 months and 6 years of age. And it's actually due, you know, and I don't know if you thought this, your child has 104 fever. Did that ever cross your mind? Like, I'm worried they're going to seize?
No.
Okay. So we get a lot of calls like that. My child has 104 fever. I'm worried my child's going to have a seizure.
I didn't even know that is a...
Fevers can cause seizures.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we get a lot of calls like that. And we never worry once they're 104 because febrile seizures are due to how fast the temperature rises, not how high the fever is. So if your child has 104 fever, I know they're not going to seize. They've already reached their temperature. Why you don't pick it up is because it rises, let's say, from 98, 99 really quickly. It may only go to 101. Child starts seizing, and then you don't realize they have a fever till after because you feel them and they're burning up because it just rises very quickly. And thankfully, it doesn't really predispose you to having seizure disorders later on in life, like epilepsy.
What is a seizure?
So seizure is shaking of the body.
But why is it doing that?
Why is it doing that?
Oh, wow. I think this is a first. In 52 episodes, I don't think it ever stumped you. I'm gonna stop. Just think about it. I'm going to tell you a story about a seizure I saw this week.
Okay.
I was watching a Netflix. It's a docuseries called The Wrestler. I don't know if anybody's seen this, right? Have you seen it? It's about a wrestling organization in Ohio that's been around for decades. And basically, it's a feeder into the WWE. So it's like a minor league wrestling.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's 400 people a night and these wrestlers, this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, I'm watching this. And the owner of the wrestling organization is talking to, you know, his staff and a couple of wrestlers. And he starts having a seizure on camera, right? Now, I've never seen a seizure live. Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
In the office.
In the office.
Yeah, it's scary.
I was watching this and I was going, what's going on? And the wrestlers, and this is, you just have to see the footage. The wrestlers are going, you all right? Like, they were behaving as if this guy coughed a couple of times. There was no immediate, like, get an ambulance. They were like, get him some ice. They were scared, but no one really had a heightened sense of, we need to do something. And then he just stopped doing it. And he explains in the docuseries that he's had seizures his entire life. Right. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
And he comes out.
He has like epilepsy, which is a seizure disorder. So, I mean, seizure due to changes in brain waves. So you hear about an EEG where they put the stickers on your head and they measure your brain waves. Often there's a disruption or a change, a difference in what your brain waves would be and with people who have seizure disorders. You can also get seizures because of infections, because it's basically affecting the fluid around the brain and it's affecting the brain. So anything that affects the brain can cause a seizure. Yeah, so that's what causes it.
When he was doing, you know, he looks like he was snapping on it. I can't even explain what the hell.
Yeah. So usually there's different types of seizures. There are focal seizures. There are generalized seizures, which are full body. So typically, thankfully, because febrile seizures are usually benign, meaning not serious. They look horrible, but they're not long-term serious. It's usually generalized and symmetric. So it's usually both arms shaking, both legs, or full body. Usually last seconds, but I mean, watching a child seize for 30 seconds is going to feel like an hour.
Can you do anything to stop the seizure?
No. So what you do is what you're supposed to do, which again is impossible. Even knowing everything I'm supposed to do, if my child seized, you'd probably call 911 immediately. In general, with febrile seizures, what you're supposed to do is you make sure they're in a safe place. You know, you put them on their side because they're drooling, sometimes foaming at the mouth, the eyes are rolling, and you literally start timing it. If it starts getting to close to 5 minutes, you should start packing up.
5 minutes?
I know. I say this, it would be impossible and very difficult to do, but medically speaking, you start timing because usually it literally is seconds to a minute or two and it stops. If it's getting close to 5 minutes, that's when you start seeking medical attention. You're probably going to call 911. You could start packing up your bags to go. But in general, what happens is it's short-lived and then it stops and the child has what's called a post-ictal phase. They're very sleepy. They're usually out. They're just super tired, hard to arouse. And then that lasts, that could last 30 minutes, that could last an hour, and then they wake up and they're totally normal. So the red flags for febrile seizures are if it's unilateral, so if it was just one arm or one leg, you have to think about something different. If you had more than one in a 24-hour period, God forbid, or if it's what's called status, status means a longer seizure, which actually the number is over 15 minutes. We say over 5 because no parent could sit there and watch their child for that long. So this child basically had a fever. The fever was due to a virus called croup, you know, when they have that barky cough. Most kids just have a barky cough and they have the fever for croup that lasts about 3 days, go away. His fever caused him to have a seizure. Parents, of course, first time you're going to see this, called 911, went over to UCLA. There was no workup to do. You don't check blood. You don't do a brain scan. You don't do an EEG for febrile seizures. That's the cause. If you're going to work them out at all, you're working up the cause of the fever if you're concerned. In this case, they knew it was croup, so they gave him a steroid for his barky cough. And then I saw him the next day and he's totally absolutely fine. And this doesn't really predispose him to having more seizures in the future more than the general population. There's a couple interesting phenomena of febrile seizures though. The more you have, the more likely you are to have one. You still outgrow it. And then you do have a higher risk of future seizures if you had a strong family history of this. So people in the family had this, or if it happened at higher temperatures. But in general, as it's a scary thing, but 6 months to 6 years, it can happen. It's usually unlucky and you stay calm and you watch, which again, very difficult to do.
I don't know what the hell I would do if I
saw that. That's definitely frightening. I saw it on TV and I was like, this is. Yeah.
And I've seen in the office and still as a doctor, I mean, you sit there and it's a scary thing to watch because you feel like you're not in control and you want to do something. There's really nothing to do.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I'm sitting here listening to you talk, and I'm like, wow, this is, you know, great information. Maybe somebody that's listening out there, if their kid in the future goes through a seizure, maybe that watching this episode will go, okay, you know,
yeah,
I should remain calm here. It's nothing life-threatening. Do you think if a highly intelligent individual mm-hmm. has watched every episode mm-hmm. of our podcast,
yes,
and this is 52,
yes,
that they can fake being a physician for a week
if they could chat GPT it?
Not even that, like basically on the knowledge, yes, that you have spewed out here
right
over the course of this show,
Yeah.
If someone had a brain, it was unbelievable, and remembered everything they heard.
Yeah.
Do you think they could see 50 patients and possibly get
no
by?
No chance. No chance. You know what? Because you know why? You can memorize the information and you could regurgitate it back, but you have to have volume of it, right? So this has become easier for me because I haven't seen one child with croup. I've seen thousands of kids with croup. So not only do I know what the book says I'm supposed to do, I've seen different scenarios, so it's comfortable. And I think, you know, we talk about that with perspective, that nobody having their first child, again, I should have perspective. My first kid, I know the book like the back of my hand, and you can't do it. But then when you have more kids and you've seen the scenarios play out more and more, then you're like, oh, I know how this works. I know how this goes. And it's the same thing with medicine. That's why I feel good about ChatGPT not replacing us, because even though it can come up with a possible diagnosis, one, I think people want to hear it from a human rather than, oh, the cough is this. 99% chance the cough is a virus and it's not pneumonia. You really want to hear it from somebody who's seen this over and over again and has that, I think, that human touch personally. But maybe I'm being naive about that.
Who knows? Only time will tell. all right, let's get into some.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? This is What's Up, Doc, where I do a physical movement or
febrile seizure.
I'll have a seizure. I'll do what I have to do, and he is going to diagnose what I got based on the physical.
Yeah.
Thing that I'm doing, right? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Kid comes into the office, uh-huh. and he's doing this. All right, this is where the bubble cam is gonna come in handy. Okay.
God, tough getting up these days. Oh yeah. So you went right to the simple one, appendicitis. Okay. So. Yeah. But that's something anybody who watched ER in the 90s would pick that one
okay.
up.
Right. I thought we might ease into it.
All right, that's fair. All right. Okay. All right.
It was easy on my body to do that.
I like that.
So that's why we chose it.
All right, so appendicitis, basically inflammation of the appendix, right lower quadrant pain, often related with fever. They can have vomiting, decreased appetite. And it's a good one to talk about because parents call about kids' belly pain all the time. Or they'll call because they have vomiting and diarrhea, and all parents, the first thing they think of is that the child has an appendicitis. So first of all, when you have diarrhea, it always makes me feel better because diarrhea added to the mix rarely is due to an appendicitis. Appendicitis don't give diarrhea. It's usually due to a stomach bug. So once you add diarrhea to vomiting and fever, it makes me feel better. Vomiting and fever alone, often, yes, viral, but it also could be a lot of more serious things. But when you have a stomach bug, kids will complain of belly pain. It will be very nonspecific. Oh, my belly hurts and I'm laying down and I want to be massaged. And then an hour later, they're walking and running around. Sort of comes and goes. Appendicitis pain doesn't come and go. It is there and it gets worse and you don't want to move. You don't want to walk. If somebody comes near you to touch you, you're screaming. It's that type of pain. So it's a little more descript than stomach bug pain.
It's an appendicitis.
Yeah.
And they said you could live without an appendicitis.
You can live without an appendix.
Yeah. Appendix.
Yeah, yeah.
What does an appendix do?
It doesn't do anything. It's like an outpouching near the intestine.
So it's just like foreskin?
Interesting.
Like
no. No, I mean,
the foreskin don't do nothing, right?
No. I don't know. What does it do for you? No,
like when you get circumcised, right?
Right, right.
You don't chop it off. Right, you don't need it.
Right.
So is this like internal foreskin?
No, that's not how I would describe it. But yes, you don't need it. You don't need it.
So when they said your appendix ruptured,
yeah,
is it a sac?
Yeah, so it's like, imagine, so your intestine's going around and around.
Yeah.
And at the end of the intestine, there's like, let's put it in your terms, a little penis hanging out, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a little outpouching. And then it basically gets infected, red, swollen, and then it can basically rupture. And then the bacteria goes everywhere. And that's super serious.
Wow. So is there causes to mm-hmm. why it gets infected, and when is it something that you're eating? Is it
no? But sometimes if it's not picked up in time, the inflammation gets worse and worse and worse. The infection there gets worse, and then it ruptures. But it's a little bit of a luck of the draw in a sense, because you could have an appendicitis for a week undiagnosed and go get it taken out, and nothing happens. And somebody could have an appendicitis for a day and it just ruptures. So. It's not always a timing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Okay, here we go. Ah!
Do you have an ear infection?
What?
Okay, so you can't hear.
Huh?
You have fluid in your ear.
Okay.
You're deaf. You're deaf. You have fluid in your ear. You have an ear infection. So you couldn't hear.
Can I talk? Okay.
Do you have a fever?
Yes.
You have a fever. Does your ear hurt?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had cough or congestion?
Huh?
Yeah, can you hear out of that ear?
Barely.
Okay. So I got to look in that ear. So, do you have an ear infection with fluid in the ear so you can't hear?
So.
Anything else going on? Do you have a rash?
Ear pain?
Uh-huh.
Fever?
Yeah.
And some hearing loss?
Yeah.
Most common between 6 months and 2 years.
An ear infection is the most common. But are they? Yeah.
I'm going to give you the. Like it looks like a medical thing.
It looks like a ear infection.
It's not like, it's not like you got an eye infection. This is like named after someone.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Named after somebody. Oh my God. Any other symptoms there? Do you have a rash?
That's it. It starts with an O.
It starts with an O.
Two words. OM.
Otitis media.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ear infection.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a medical term. Uh-oh. I didn't know that. Otitis media.
Otitis media, that's an ear infection.
Okay.
All right, so you have a fever.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got itching. And itching all over the body. You got red splotches?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking
but that. You said you have fever too?
Yeah, I got a fever and fever, I'm itching, but it started itch here rash. It's moving downward.
You got an itchy rash moving down.
That's it.
You have hives? Well, you have urticaria? It's another medical term?
It's, no, this is, I've heard of this.
You've heard of it?
Could affect any group.
Oh. What do you got? Lice? Scabies?
Measles.
Oh, measles. Measles aren't necessarily super itchy. So again, our crack staff of medical experts.
So, well, no. I think I misinterpreted. It said mimic having a rash that started on the face.
Yeah, right down. Yeah. Because the measles aren't is not itchy, and you've been vaccinated for it, so you're
okay. Peace. God.
Uh huh. Stomach pain.
Yeah, it's worse when I eat. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah. Do you have reflux? Really, really bad
is
reflux.
This really getting views.
Are you having really bad reflux? An ulcer with reflux?
I have really bad pain.
Yeah.
In my stomach.
Yeah.
It's awful when I eat.
Right.
And I'm vomiting.
Yeah. How old are you?
More common in older children mm-hmm. and teenagers.
Yeah. I think you have reflux.
It says here, I have pancreatitis.
Oh. Which interesting. Is what? It's inflammation of the pancreas. Yeah. Pancreas is right in the middle there. Yep. You get vomiting. You get pain.
I feel like a lot of these symptoms could be a lot of different things.
It could be
things,
a lot of things.
Right?
Yeah. I got to ask more questions.
I can't answer.
It's good. I know that's the problem. That's the problem.
Okay. Here's one.
Yeah.
Hushu.
Yeah.
God, my eye.
Yeah. So you have allergies. Do you have allergies?
Nah, I don't know. That's what I'm here to find out.
You're sneezing. Your eyes are itchy.
Hushu.
Yeah. You came to my house and you were around the cat. Is that what it says? Does it say you're around in my house around the cat? What is that one?
Allergic
rhinitis.
What is it?
Allergic rhinitis. Yeah. So you have allergies. And there you have it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Bring out the
That's
Academy amazing. Award.
Okay.
Toy time. Oh, I love this toy. We have like 7 of them at our house.
All right, we got the magic 8-ball here. Try me. I think we ordered this for the kids, and this was one of these things that kind of came and went,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. A lot of toys sometimes are a one use.
Yeah, there's no longevity to it.
No longevity. What I found seems to be a really great toy is the kind of sit-down scooter where it's four wheels.
Yeah, I see Carissa on that a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right. This is...
I like it. But again, yeah, you usually bust it out with friends. I don't know. What do you ask it? You have to ask it something. No, you don't look for what to ask. You ask it something. And then you shake it up and then you look at it.
Okay. So we'll ask any question?
Yeah, you ask any question.
Will Dr. Cohen ever start wearing socks?
Okay, so let's see what it says. There it is. What did it say? Am I going to wear socks again?
Most likely.
Yeah. You know our story with the Magic 8-Ball? So.
No, we're all sitting on the edge of our seats. Go ahead. What's the story?
So we took the kids to Europe, and we're in the Paris airport. And we're going through the security. And we didn't check. Lexi likes to pack herself. She was probably, I don't know, 8 years old. And we didn't, she's great. She would pack all her clothes. She'd pack all her little backpack, her carry-on. And we didn't check her carry-on, like what she put in her little backpack. And we're going through security at Paris Airport. And we all go through and they stop her, 8-year-old little girl. And they said, we have to search your backpack. So they start pulling things out of her backpack. I mean, she had tons of stuff. And they pull one of these out. And they don't know what it is. And if anything looks like a bomb, this does. It's like a plastic thing with fluid in it. So they're like, what is this? And we're like trying to explain to these people in France that it's a magic 8-ball and it's a kid's toy. And they took our word for it and let us go. That's one thing I would confiscate and throw away. You don't know what that thing is.
The pool is universal, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't know what it is, don't take my word that my kid's carrying a magic 8-ball.
Yeah, but if you're, I get it. I'm just saying, if you see this, you think, okay, it's a...
Fair enough. So anyways, we check her carry-on now. That was the story. That's it. That's all I got.
I was waiting for... Yeah,
that she was detained. Full body cavity search in 8-year-olds.
I don't know. to me, this is, again, I'm looking for longevity in a gift. I'm looking for a longevity in a toy. This, I feel, is...
What's a longevity toy for you?
That scooter.
Yeah.
The checkerboard's been amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
games are good.
I feel some puzzles.
Have you played Sorry with your kids yet? Sorry, S-O-R-R-Y.
No.
Sorry. Get that for them. That's a good, all four of you can play.
And it's age appropriate?
Yeah, it's easy. All you do is roll a die and move a thing around, and you just got to get into the home. There's no, there's nothing, nothing to do. It's just counting numbers and going around.
All right, so it was like Candyland.
Yeah, similar, yeah. But like getting into a home place, and it's fun. The kids love it. And then when you land on the other person, they have to go back to their home, and you can only get out of your home by rolling a one or a two. So the game takes a little time, and people, it gets competitive. And it's just up your alley. There's no strategy. There's, you'd be fine.
I just feel like games that we grew up on, there's no really replacing any of those games. I mean, the new games, fine.
Yeah, they're fads.
But those tried and true charades,
yeah,
right? You could break into charades any day of the week.
True.
You need nothing. There's no dice. There's no nothing. Anything that's active that you got to get up and do and participate in, I feel, is a great toy.
But there's so many games that we grew up with that are classics. Kids still play it. I can't think of any game that they get now that in like 50 years people are going to be playing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I went to Dave and Buster's.
Have you ever been? Not in a long time.
Okay,
what are the video games like now? I played Pac-Man.
Well, Serafina was drawn to the crane game.
Yeah. Instant loser. Yeah.
Fun. Right? The games that are newer, Papa Shot.
Yeah.
Still got that.
Yeah.
Ski Ball.
Yeah.
Ski
Ball's always the best.
The game where there's a bulldozer that moves coins. Yeah. I don't know what the hell they're using on these coins that they're just in midair.
Yeah.
Literally.
And they don't fall
mid-air.
Off.
Midair.
No, they're cantilevered. That's why.
Is it all a magnet and they're all...
No, they're just cantilevered. So you got ones that are hanging off, but the other ones are on top, so it's holding it. So it's hard to get them to drop.
Yeah, but what I want to know is when you first purchased that game, when the company...
Right.
And they bring this game onto the floor. What does it look like? Is it already at the edge? And
No, they're all up there, and then they push over time. That's why if you hit it right, you're like the millionth person, and then they're all falling over. Yeah, and my guess is, and I haven't looked, my guess is the ledge is a little up, right? There's got to be something preventing it.
Yeah, I didn't like look at it in that way. I was just comparing Dave and Buster's now.
Yeah.
To the
Chuck E. Cheese.
To the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, they used to have tickets that used to spit out. And at Skee Ball, this people would have like a roll coming out.
Yeah.
Now, it's all on a card.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And it's like, yeah, you won 27 coupons, but where?
Right.
Where are they?
Are you a straight Skee Baller or a bank Skee Baller?
I don't do off the backboard. If we're comparing this.
No, like I've seen people, they hit the side. When they go up.
No, I'm straight in.
Yeah,
straight in the hole.
I don't understand the side ski bowlers.
How do you feel about families? Like, I had to do this once. Like, something got stuck, and I went into the game.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever go into this? Like, you have to go up the ski ball ramp and get the ball out of there?
Yeah, did you get reprimanded?
No, I didn't, but I felt a little bit rebellious doing it.
Are you going down the bowling alley to fix the thing when the ball stuck?
Yeah, right. But no, I don't know. I just felt that the games today.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Not the
I
same.
Agree.
Oh, one more question. Okay. Let me do. Is Dr. Cohen going to develop a routine or a memory with his kids moving forward? Is that going to happen?
It's always about me.
Yes.
There you go.
Exciting.
I'm going to have my girls, 15 and 13, blow dry my hair tonight. And that's going to be our routine.
Oh, God. So, yeah, this game, I give zero lollipops.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This is.
It's been in our house. We have like five of them. I'll give it three because you're right. I don't get answers. It's like talking to you. I can't get an answer out of it.
It's like, well, you asked me a question.
Is your back ever going to be 100%?
Better not tell you no. My question to you.
See, this is definitely worthwhile now.
How many answers
are
in this bowl?
It's a pyramid, right? One, two, three, four, probably, right?
Oh, look good. See, I mean, this is where we get, this was the Siri of our.
Right. This is Siri. This is right? That's funny.
This only has five answers.
What if you created a website where somebody was just in the back, just shaking that thing up, giving answers?
It would probably get more views than this podcast.
Don't be so down. Don't be
not
so
down.
Down.
I'm down. What I'm doing is self-deprecation. And what I found through my research, if you do self
your research,
if you self-deprecate, make fun of yourself, people are more opt
to build you up.
To you know, join the group.
To build you up.
Here's one. Signs point to yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, guys. That's our show for today. We really appreciate. Unless you have another, you look like you were shocked that I was ending this.
No. I saw the duck. I went to look for the duck.
And the duck. This has been what, 40 minutes? Yeah. So
this goes quick.
It just goes quick. I mean, when you're bringing high intensity games like this, time tends to fly. Come back next week, and we will have an abundance of more medical information for you. Infotainment. I hope you are enjoying the guests. We've implemented in studio guests here, obviously not today, but we're trying to mix it up. Please, if you're enjoying the guests and you like what we're doing here, please comment on our page. Either way, we'd like to hear from the Daddy versus Doctor audience. Until next week, my name is Sebastian Maniscalco, Dr. Scott Cohen, one of the premier pediatricians in the world, right here in Los Angeles. Get yourself an appointment. He is now taking adults.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.